Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Kernig. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Musil. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Grabowski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dutch Ruether. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Dutch Ruether. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The third baseman, Willie Kahm. Batting third. The shortstop, Bill Hunfield. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting eighth. The catcher, Harry McCurdy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs strikes out. One out. Mark Kernig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kernig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari misplays the ball. That's an error on Lazzari. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield strikes out. There goes Metzler. The throw from Grabowski to Kernig, and Metzler is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Musil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kahm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a line drive into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a line drive into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruether fires to first and has Barrett trapped. There's the throw to Kernig who tags Barrett for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dutch Ruether is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruether hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ruth, who is chasing the ball. McCurdy reaches third base with a triple. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lazary reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 1 in the game. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barrett, who is chasing the ball. Gehrig reaches third base with a triple. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 1 in the game. Musel hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gehrig tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Yankees. Tony Lazary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazary is 0 for 1 in the game. Lazary hits a line drive into center field. Metzler picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Metzler. Lazare moves to second. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 1 in the game. Dugan strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Grabowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lazare moves to third. Dutch Ruether is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruether is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruether hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Shealy hits a line drive towards short. Koenig reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. McCurdy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 1 in the game. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards second. Ward can't make a play. That's a base hit. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 2 in the game. Koenig bunts towards third. Combs fields it and throws to first for the out. Combs moves to second. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 2 in the game. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Combs moves to third. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Gehrig hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 2 in the game. Metzler bunts towards the mound. Ruether fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Metzler. The throw from Grabowski and he is out, Koenig applying the tag. One out. Willie Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 2 in the game. Combs hits a line drive into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hunfield hits a line drive towards short. Koenig reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Lazare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0-for-2 in the game. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-2 in the game. Shealy hits a fly ball into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grabowski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dutch Ruether is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruether is 0-for-2 in the game. Ruether is called out on strikes. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Combs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. McCurdy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-2 in the game. Faber bunts towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. McCurdy moves to second. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McCurdy moves to third. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-3 in the game. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCurdy scores. It's Yankees, 1, White Sox, 1. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Com moves to second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-3 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Mark Kernick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kernick is 0-for-2 in the game. Kernick hits a line drive into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-3 in the game. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Musel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gehrig moves to third. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Barrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. We'll see more now pitching. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 3 in the game. Shealy bunts towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. Barrett moves to second. One out. Bud Clancy pinch hits for Aaron Ward. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Barrett moves to third. Two outs. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. McCurdy is walked intentionally. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCurdy. The throw from Grabowski and he is safe. McCurdy steals second. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 2 in the game. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bud Clancy now playing first base. Roger Peckinpah now playing shortstop. Bill Hunfield now playing second base. Cedric Durst pinch hits for Jay. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops it up and throws to first, with Faber covering, for the out. One out. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grabowski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilsey Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Gazella now playing third base. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Metzler reaches second base with a double. Willie Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Combs bunts towards the mound. Moore fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Moore. Metzler scores. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and New York Yankees, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.